Dr. Galthorpe this morning has brought one of her colleagues from the office, Lee Kellogg, who's an art psychotherapist who helps kids and adults through creative expression. Dr. J's school is in now, maybe 6-7 weeks already into the new year, and you're going to take it from there.
Yeah, we're into the school year, and some kids are having a bit more difficulty than others with the emotional regulation needed to sit, get along with others, and transition from one thing to the next. So emotional regulation, it's particularly difficult for those who are neurodivergent, as parents who are listening can attest to. So when a parent says to me, my child can't calm down, as a therapist, I tend to hear the question, why is self-regulation such a big challenge for my kid? Well, for neurodivergent kids, sensory processing and emotional intensity can make those transitions like school expectations especially hard.
Well, I like to go back to that word, Julie, neurodivergent, which you just mentioned a few times, because I keep hearing that word more often now. But I'm still wondering, can you clarify what neurodivergent means?
Of course, yes. So neurodivergent, it means that individuals, their brain functions, learning styles, or behaviors, they differ from what's considered quote-unquote typical. So this includes people with conditions such as ASD, which is autism spectrum disorder, ADD, attention deficit disorder, with or without hyperactivity, and others. So the term emphasizes that these differences are natural variations of human cognition, and that they're not disorders that need to be fixed. So this is where helping with self-regulation in different ways comes in. So Lee Kellogg, who I brought along with me, she uses art psychotherapy to help with this self-regulation.
So Lee, what does this look like?
As Julie said, when a child is struggling or has a meltdown, usually they're saying, I'm overwhelmed. I need help. Creativity helps them express that safely. And through art psychotherapy, I take into account all of the neurodivergent qualities, the interests they have, and the strengths of every particular person, and the specific challenges that they're, you know, dealing with. And that could be, at school. It could be in their social skills. And we work together in various ways to develop creative coping skills that help the child deal with those overwhelming and challenging situations.
So creativity really helps an individual. Like, if you can just go a little deeper into that for the kids that are using it.
We find creative skills that cognitively support the body and the brain to calm in the type of activity and the type of activity that the child enjoys.
Sure, keep going. Okay. You're on a roll, Lee.
Yeah,
well done.
It's okay. So neurodivergent individuals can usually struggle with language skills as well. And so they're often overwhelmed, and art can be a way for them to express that situation or how they're feeling in a positive, supportive environment where they feel comfortable to talk about and express themselves in a nonverbal way.
Can you share a story about a student, just how you have seen the successes? Because you are a former teacher, lots of experience in the classroom. Just share a story for us.
I actually had a student at the client at the studio this week earlier, and they got off the bus and had a pretty big meltdown the minute that they got home from school. So we ended up kind of having a moment where we did some artwork with plasticine painting, through the art image with the plasticine painting that they created, we were able to start to identify what the problem was at school, and it was related to a social situation with another peer at school that they felt they couldn't express their wishes and communicate appropriately. So then we worked together on some strategies and how do we deal with a social situation better, and how do we communicate better, and who can we advocate for supports in the classroom or in the school in that moment.
Yeah, and I think the reason that the creativity helps is because we're talking about kids right now, but it could also be for adults. The creative process in the art, as Lee said, first of all, you can address the things in a nonverbal way, which is either essential or preferential for some people. And as well, that creative process, it slows down that nervous system, so lowering stress, and teaches self-awareness. And so that's where that helps. And if we, think about something specific, like, say, ASD, autism spectrum disorder, that involves differences in social communication and sensory processing, but it also has such incredible strengths like visual thinking, memory, pattern recognition. So those creative activities that Lee talked about, all different kinds of art and interaction, they give children on the spectrum a structured way to express and soothe without having to come up with the language necessary to do so.
So engaging with the hands really helps the individual deal with the stress. And you can really see the positives with this, Lee.
It's all about strengths-based and building confidence and self-esteem and problem-solving in a positive way.